that's encouraging. Mm-hmm. It means a lot to have competent medical care and competent advice.
That's right.
We feel very fortunate that my wife's dad is a doctor.
How wonderful.
When we go down to Dallas, we have him check us. Not always, we're a little reluctant to do it. Well, here we are again, and we're sick, so fix this. But it's about the way it works. We just go down there and be quiet. Hope he'll
notice. You know, I am the same way, because when we go to Rex's, you know, he'll check Lester and everything.
Uh-huh.
But I just, if I have a pain, I don't tell him a thing about myself. Of course, he can usually tell by looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have sort of been disgustingly healthy.
Well, that's
yes, it is most wonderful, because I tell you, if I feel like I'm coming down with a cold or just anything, boy, I start doctoring just that minute, because I just can't stand to be sick.
Uh-huh.
To have to mind bed, that just, that ruins me.
What would you say if someone had, a stuffed up nose and watery eyes and he hacked away? You'd say, what had happened to him?
I'd say, you probably have hay fever, or is it a cold?
What I was wondering, would you say he's caught a cold, or he's got a cold?
You caught a cold. That's probably what I'd say.
I despise those things.
Oh, don't you though?
What would you call a group of trees out in open country?
I'd probably say a clump.
In a place where the brush grows thick?
Ow! Hit it. I would say it was brushy, probably. Brushy timber, because the brush will grow so thickly where they haven't sprayed, to
uh-huh.
kill the trees or something like that, and it grows in the blackjacks, you see. That's why they have to wear the shaps that we were talking about. Come on, kid, come on.
Turn the brush.
Yes.
Do you have any special term for land where scrubby oak grows?
Wasteland, probably.
Have you ever heard that called shinery?
No.
That's a Western term, I guess. Shinery, or... let's see, Lester would be to you...
Lester.
Uh-huh.
Would be my husband.
Uh-huh. And you would be his...
Why?
A woman whose husband is dead would be...
A widow.
And your parents were your mother and...
Father.
What did you generally call your grandfather?
I called him Grandpa.
Your grandmother?
Grandma.
And Chris is your...
daughter.
She is a... not a boy, but a...
girl.
In the early days...
Come on.
When there wasn't a doctor, what did they call the woman who delivered babies?
Oh, she was a midwife.
And a child that was born out of wedlock? Anything beyond the technical term?